Today is the 21st Sunday of Ordinary Time. In the Gospel, we conclude the discussion of Jesus as the bread of life. Jesus proclaims the truth of the Holy Eucharist. John writes, "Many of his disciples heard Jesus speak and said to each other, 'This is too hard for us to understand.'" Thousands of people lived after hearing Jesus' teachings regarding the bread of life. They cannot accept Jesus' teaching that he is the living bread that came down from heaven. The disciples also had great difficulty understanding the discourse of the bread of life. We need three things to understand the teaching of Jesus as the bread of life. So in my short reflection, I will focus regarding Jesus, the bread of life, especially during the Holy Eucharist, during the consecration, the word transubstantiation. In the Holy Eucharist, during the consecration, from the ordinary bread changed to the body of Christ, and from the ordinary wine changed to the blood of Christ. So in theology, transubstantiation. It's difficult to understand. There are three things to understand the teaching of Jesus as the bread of life. First, believe in Jesus. The Holy Eucharist is a sacrament and sacrifice in which our Savior, Jesus Christ, body and blood, soul and divinity is contained, offered and received under the appearances of bread and wine. The Holy Eucharist is also called the Blessed Sacrament because it is the most excellent of all the sacraments. It gives us Christ Himself. Saint Teresa of Calcutta said, and I quote, "Holy Communion is the intimate union of Jesus and of our soul and body. If we want to have life and have it more abundantly, we must live on the flesh of our Lord." We are encouraged to receive the Holy Communion not only on Sundays, but also on ordinary days. Saint Francis de Sales said, and I quote, "Only two kinds of people need frequent communion. The not so good that they might become better, and the good that they might stay that way." Pope Benedict XVI wrote, and quote, "Receiving the Eucharist means adoring the one whom we receive. We need faith to understand Jesus as the bread of life." Saint Augustine says, and I quote, "Faith is to believe of what you do not see, and the reward of this faith is to see what you believe." First point, believe in Jesus as the bread of life. Second point, trust in Jesus as the bread of life. In the gospel, Jesus is fully aware of their difficulty. He says, "Does this shake your trust in me?" Jesus then points out where the problem really lies. It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. He says, "The words I spoke to you are spirit and life. You cannot come to me unless the Father wants you to come. That is why I have told you all these things." My question, do you trust Jesus? And the last point, following Jesus. We need to follow Jesus in order to understand. Jesus turns to 12, and you want to live too? Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the message of eternal life, and we believe. We know that you are the Holy One of God. Only you have the words of eternal life. If this is truly so, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, then the Lord will surely give us the strength to resist. Good to ask ourselves today, who, what is my master in this life? Who, what am I following? Who, what I am serving? Take a moment and put yourself in the shoes of the disciples. How would you respond if Jesus were telling you all this? Do you want to live or believe, trust, and follow Jesus?